You're listening to the Health Powered Productivity Podcast by RaderCo. I'm Marcy Rader, founder and chief productivity lead. This podcast aims to give you and your team bite-sized, time-saving, focus-boosting, health-improving tips you can implement immediately. Now, on with the show. Growing up, many of us were no strangers to eating in front of the TV. Holidays at our house meant maybe sitting at the table, but often the TV trays were still up and the screen time continued. I ate every meal in front of a screen, I would say until I was in my 30s, and then I started eating dinner at the table. And maybe about 10 years ago, I became very intentional about not eating at the computer all the time and definitely not the TV. Now, if I do eat in front of the TV, it's usually on a weekend at night and we're having some kind of snack. But the scenario for most people of, you know, growing up, eating in front of a TV, this has just escalated with laptops, tablets, and smartphones at our fingertips. Screen lunches have become a regular part of our lives. And I would say COVID, you know, maximized that because so many people started eating or started working from home. If we were used to going out to eat at lunch with colleagues or peers or just running out to get something, we stopped doing that because we couldn't. And this just became a regular part of our lives, eating lunch at the computer. What if I told you that this habit, it harms your satisfaction with your meal and it affects your productivity and your health? So the effects of screen lunches. One, less satisfaction. Eating while you're distracted means that you don't fully taste or appreciate your food. It doesn't get imprinted on your brain that you've eaten, and the result can be more afternoon snacking. I can't remember where I read the story, but it was in a book, and it talked about this woman that would get the same sushi every day, the same dragon roll or something like that, and she would send her assistant out, and they'd bring it back, and she'd eat the sushi at her desk. And then one day they went out to celebrate, something happening at work, and they went to the same sushi place that she gets takeout every day. She ordered the same roll and she told the assistant, "Start getting my sushi here. It tastes so much better." And it tasted better because she was actually paying attention and not distracted by the screen and she was enjoying her food. Another effect of a screen lunch is eye strain. So the constant screen time affects our eyes. And most humans blink about 20 times per minute. But when we're concentrating on a computer, it can drop to around 14 times per minute or even less. And, you know, I catch myself doing this where I'm just like staring. And this is really interesting. We also don't do a full blink where the edge of the upper eyelid contacts the lower lid. And this can lead to blurred vision, dry eyes, and headaches. So, you know, helpful tip, it still stands, 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, look 20 feet out for 20 seconds. If you have to set a timer, do that. Screen apnea. Sounds very strange, right? We've heard of sleep apnea, but there's actually screen apnea. Focusing on screens can lead to shallow breathing or even breath holding. Pay attention next time you're working. Are you breathing shallowly? Are you holding your breath? I know I do this when I'm not focusing on breathing. Several years ago, my husband was next to me in bed and he kept doing this, pah, pah, and it was just this weird, like sound. Like, I said, "Why are you holding your breath?" He said, "I'm not." I'm like, yes, you are. And it was just so strange. And then I read in the book Breath by James Nestor that people hold their breath when they're staring at a screen. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. And I started learning more about screen apnea. And when I was giving this presentation a few months ago, this woman raised her hand in the audience and she said, oh my gosh, this is me. All of my colleagues around me think that I'm mad, and they'll say, what's wrong? Why are you mad? And she said, I'm not mad. And they said, well, you know, keep sighing. And she says that I'll do this like, and sigh. And she said, they think I'm mad and I'm holding my breath and I don't realize it. So when we hold our breath like that, it affects our diaphragm moving up and down, which affects our digestion. This is full circle with the screen-free lunch. It affects our digestion, and it can also create tension that can give your head, shoulder, and neck pain and aches. And you can return to a regular breathing rate by leaving your screen at lunch. We also can have low energy and focus. We aren't robots. We need breaks to recharge mentally, foster creativity, and stay productive. You know, we don't often solve problems while we're staring at the screen. It's when we're, you know, our minds are, you know, we're daydreaming a little bit or we're doing something else. And it's like, oh yeah, I know how to fix that bottleneck. And then even just unhappiness. A connection exists between screen usage during breaks and unhappiness. And your happiness actually increases if you have lunch with someone else. And we need to invest in that true restorative time. So, what happens if you are just your screen lunch every day of the week, every meal, you know, you're eating in front of a screen? Well, you know, changing lifelong habits can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. I am a testimony to that. I'm a testament to that because, again, you know, I ate every meal in front of a screen for probably the first 30 to 35 years of my life. So you can begin with one day per week. You know, aim to maybe eat more screen-free meals than not, but you could start with one meal a week on, you know, one lunch on Fridays. Or one full day, you know, on Fridays, I don't eat any lunch, you know, any meals in front of the screen. Whatever works for you. If you have my book, Work Well, Play More, Productive, Clutter-Free Living, One Step at a Time, you know, it is set up in levels of novice, pro, and master. You know, whatever is your level, that's what you want to start with. If every meal is screen bound for you, start with just one meal a day. Maybe I will not eat my breakfast in front of a screen. I will not eat my lunch. I will not eat dinner. If you are going to take a meal away from the screen, I actually think it should be lunch because your brain has been working so hard in the morning. It's going to work again in the afternoon, and we need that time away. And for me, my rule is no more than one meal in front of a screen a day. And that includes a snack. So I often have a smoothie for breakfast. And so I am in front of a screen because sitting at a table eating a smoothie is just kind of weird to me. So my lunch is always, you know, as much as I can, I'll sit outside on the porch. Or another option is you can start your meal screen-free. Maybe the first 10 minutes of your meal is screen-free. You've turned away from the computer. Every bit counts. If you're one of those people that's like, oh, I feel anxious, I feel like I should be working, then, you know, if your meal takes you 20 to 30 minutes to eat, or 15 minutes even, maybe do the first 10 minutes just eating. And what about those lunch meetings that you have on video? I'm not talking social lunch meetings. I'm just saying your meetings go into your lunchtime. You know, and this is, you know, I love when companies say we don't have meetings between 12 and 1. That's great, you know, but at the same time, you know, it's if you're across time zones, your 12 could be somebody else's 1. And also, you know, some people aren't hungry between 12 and 1. They have lunch later, they have lunch earlier. video lunches feel strange and look really, well, impolite's a nice word, but they're just gross. It's funny how we can sit across the table from someone and eat and it's fine. But when we see people eating on screen, it is just, it's not very appealing. So I recommend turning off your camera and turning away from the screen and just letting people know I'm eating my lunch. So I have my camera off and I'm turned away from the screen. I'll be back. When you set up those screen-free guardrails, remember, guardrails keep us safe. They protect our time, energy, and focus. We are embracing screen-free lunches as essential for our well-being. They help us take a break to move our bodies. We are getting away from a screen. They help us focus in the afternoon and solve problems creatively. They help us breathe better, reset our eyes, and recharge our mental batteries. So, people, grab your calendar, or pull it up, I should say, and block your screen-free lunches and mark it as lunch. If you followed me for very long, you know that just blocking time on your calendar doesn't do as much as if you're actually typing in, writing in what you are doing during that time. Give it a name. It is time to nourish your body and your mind and foster a healthier relationship with technology. Consider it digital downsizing at lunchtime. Screen lunches aren't just going to be a part of our past. We're going to have them sometimes, but they don't have to define our future. So think about it as a movement that you can start for your team, for your work, or even just for yourself, for a more balanced, happy, and productive day. And it all starts with turning away from the screen and savoring your meals. And who knows? You might find your afternoons more energetic, focused, and creative. Thank you for listening to the Rader Co. Health Powered Productivity Podcast. The resources mentioned are linked in the show notes. If you found this podcast valuable, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone you know who could benefit. For more bite-sized tips, our top recommendations, and to learn more about working with myself and the Rader Co. team, from consulting and coaching to speaking and more, visit helloraderco.com.